Radio Beethoven presenta Siglo XXI. Producción y conducción, José Oplustin.
Buenas noches, bienvenidos a Siglo XXI. Hoy y mañana vamos a recordar la obra Emás, de Leonard Bernstein. Emás, una misa, es una obra teatral musical que sintetiza el eclecticismo de Bernstein al reunir lo que siempre le interesó de la tradición y la vanguardia, el jazz, el blues, la música pop y la música judía. Fue compuesta para la inauguración del John Fitzgerald Kennedy Center of the Performing Arts en Washington, D.C. en 1971 y empleó como base estructural una misa católica romana, recurriendo a textos de diversas fuentes recopilados y ordenados por el mismo Bernstein con la ayuda de Stephen Schwartz. En la puesta en escena intervienen bailarines, 20 cantantes, 2 coros, una orquesta y sonidos grabados en cinta. Un solista oficia el ritual asistido por acólitos bailarines, los coros se agrupan en los costados del escenario y la orquesta se divide en 2 secciones. En el foso está una parte constituida por instrumentos de cuerdas, percusiones y 2 órganos, mientras que en escena aparece la otra parte, conformada por bronces y maderas, guitarras, bajos y teclados eléctricos, batería y arpa. Emás tiene relación con la crisis de la fe. Comienza con voces grabadas en cinta que surgen de las 4 esquinas de la sala y aparece un joven vestido en jeans y polera que detiene la cacofonía con un simple acorde de su guitarra. Entonces canta una alabanza a Dios. Gradualmente los creyentes le visten con ropas litúrgicas y se inicia la celebración de la misa, pero cuando los creyentes le plantean preguntas sobre la divinidad, comienza a dudar de su fe y, acosado por la gente, pierde el control. Hoy vamos a escuchar la primera parte de esta obra de Bernstein en su primera grabación, que se realizó en septiembre de 1971, unas semanas después de su estreno, con el propio Leonard Bernstein dirigiendo a cantantes solistas, orquesta y coros de Berkshire y el Norman Scribner. El rol del celebrante lo protagoniza Alan Titus. Y en esta primera parte vamos a escuchar Devociones antes de la misa, primer y segundo introito, Confesión, primera meditación, Gloria, segunda meditación, Epístola, Evangelio y Sermón.
Make it up sing like you like to sing. God loves all simple things. For God is the simplest of all. For God sing the Lord a new song, to praise Him, to bless the Lord. I will sing His praises while I live, all of my days. Blessed is the man who loves the Lord. Blessed is the man who praises Him. Louder, 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 and walks in His ways. I will lift up my voice to the Lord, singing louder, louder. For the Lord is my shade, is the shade upon my right hand, and the sun shall not smite. Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Let us rise and pray. Almighty Father, bless this house and bless and protect all who are assembled in it. I confess to Almighty God, to Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, to Blessed Michael, the Archangel, to Blessed John, the Baptist,
to the holy apostles Peter and Paul.
And you feel no pain. show if I open my heart. But how far, Lord? But how far can I go? I don't know.
If you ask me to love you on a bed of spies, now that might be nice once or twice, but don't look for sacraments or sacrifice. They're not worth the price. It's easy to keep the flare in your affair. Your body's always ready, but your soul's not there. Don't be nonplussed.
That's versatile, I'll be glad to beguile you for a while. But don't look for content beneath the style. Sit back and smile. It's easy to criticize and beat my jive, but hard to deny how neatly I survive. And what could be more positive? Plain proof that living is easy when you're half alive.
If I could, I'd confess.
Good as loud,
nice and slow. Too late, Lord, I don't know.
Confideo.
God forgive you.
God forgive us all.
God be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray.
men of goodwill.
Let us pray.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers, this is the gospel I preach, and in its service I have suffered hardship like a criminal, yea, even unto imprisonment. But there is no imprisoning the word of God.
Dearly beloved, do not be surprised if the world hates you. We who love our brothers have crossed over to life, but they who do not love abide in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer.
Dear Mom and Dad, nothing will make me change my mind. Do not feel badly or worry about me. Try to understand. I am now a man.
You can lock up the bold men. Go and lock up your bold men and hold men in tow. You can stifle all adventure for a century or so. Smother hope before it's risen, watch it whizzing like a gourd. But you cannot imprison the word of the Lord. No, you cannot imprison the word of the Lord. For the word was at the birth of the beginning. It made the heavens and the earth and set them spinning. And for several million years, it withstood all our forms and fine ideas. It's been rough, but it appears to be winning. There are people who doubt it. There are people who doubt it and shout it out loud. There are local vocal yokels who we know collect the crowd.
That God has made us apostles the most abject of mankind. We hunger and thirst, we are naked, we are roughly handled, and we have no fixed abode. They curse us and we bless, they persecute us and we suffer it. They treat us as the scum of the earth, the dregs of humanity, to this very day.
Dear folks, Jim looked very well on my first visit. With his head clean shaven, he looked about 19 years old. He says the prison food is very good, cafeteria style. For the first few days, he's not allowed any books except his Bible and his breviary. We sat and talked about our marriage and about how we would grow through this. When I hugged him, he smelled so good. A smell of clean, plain soap. He smelled like a nun or like a child when you put him to bed.
All you big men of merit. Big men of merit who ferret out flaws. You rely on our compliance with your science and your laws. Find a freedom to demolish while you polish some award. But you cannot abolish the word of the Lord. No, you cannot abolish the word of the Lord.
Created mud and got it going. It filled our empty brains with blood and set it flowing. And for thousands of regimes, it's endured all our follies and fancy schemes. It's been tough, and yet it seems to be growing. Are you people of power? You know.
until reason is restored. And we wait for the season of the word of the Lord. We await the season of the word of the Lord. We wait. We wait for the word of the Lord.
God said, let there be light. And there was light.
God said, let there be night. And there was night.
God said, let there be day. And there was day.
To follow the night.
And it was good, brother.
And it was good, brother.
And it was good, brother.
And it was goddamn good.
God said, let there be storms, storms to bring life.
In all of its forms, forms such as birds.
Herds and gaggles and swarms, swarms that have names.
And numbers and norms.
And it was good, brother.
And it was good, brother.
And it was good, brother.
And it was goddamn
sprats
to gobble the gnats, so that the
sprats may nourish the rats, making them fat,
fine food for the cats,
and they grow fat, brother.
The
sprats,
the rats,
and all for us big fat cats.
God said it's good to be poor.
God said it's good to be poor.
Good men must not be secure.
Good men must not be secure.
So if we steal from you, it's just to help you stay pure.
It's just to help you stay pure.
Consenting adults.
there be day, and there was day
to follow the night.
And it was good, brother.
It was good, brother.
And it was good, brother.
It was.
Hemos escuchado la primera parte de Emás, una misa, obra de Leonard Bernstein, estrenada y grabada en 1971. Teníamos a cantantes solistas, orquesta y los coros de Berkshire y Norman Scribner, dirigidos por el propio Bernstein, y el rol de celebrante lo protagonizaba Alan Titus. Mañana vamos a tener aquí en Siglo XXI la segunda parte de esta notable obra de Leonard Bernstein, como siempre, a partir de las 11:30 de la noche. Hasta mañana.
Radio Beethoven presentó Siglo XXI. Producción y conducción, José Oplustre.